Blog Talk Radio. Mass shooters, black rulers, what's up to you, half truth, it's Hotep Luya, that's humor, I'm past the rumors, I'm past the human, the body is trash, a bad computer, a ghost with massive tumors. Can't threaten a nigga like me with death, I'd be glad to do it, and sprinkle my ashes on my mad computer, and rap into it, while blast the future, and say that's the future, that's the future. The year is 5,625. Niggas is clapping and stomping in church, waiting for Jesus to come back alive. Niggas is still conscious, waiting on E.T. to come out the sky. Stop all the crime. Mentally ill and out of their mind. Niggas still waiting for Flint to get some supplies. Niggas is still like, damn, I was just talking to so-and-so the other day. How did they die? Why? Niggas is still waiting for politicians to admit that they lied. Since we all comrades, let them niggas street locked up in them contracts. You accepted as generous just cause the man let his boot off your neck just a little bit.
That shit.
If that shit was threatening, you wouldn't know that it did exist.
They
would've hid that shit from you like all of your history.
They brought
Bill Nye back from the dead just to get at me. They sent so many agents my way, I could start an agency. It's all about branding, all about branding. Feel like a fraternity, niggas wanna brand me. Niggas want Grammys, niggas want families. Niggas think I'm crazy, I don't want a damn thing. Where the fuck's the manual? They can't understand me. They can't understand me. All this shit must go, all this shit is trash. There is none to plan me. Way too hard to let go, where we gon' end up, where we all landing. This is just a shit show, this is just a sick goal. I am only passion.
You are nearly conscious.
I've traveled so far, couldn't tell you how far. Children, though I have been a million places at once. Many lives I have lived, many battles I fought and lost. If you're looking for trouble, you ain't gotta look far. Without the presence of dawn, wouldn't be any thought. You may know who I am, but do you know who you are? You are, you are.
I go Willie B. I go Harimbe. I go Mutombo. The Kimbe. Get that Lewinsky. Will Smith pay. Independence Day. No Scientology. I know my geography. Roll up the collagen. I came up from poverty. Now fuck off my property. Fuck off my property. Fuck off my property.
Please don't test my
property.
I don't know the sound. Grim telegram. I don't fuck with them. Grim telegram.
Kid, I was a grown man. I don't need no new friends. Funny how they smile and they grin. Two colors are hiding within. It's easy to slide and pretend when you wear the disguise of a friend. Wonder would she ride if I wasn't in the 500 bins? I don't know, I don't get the shit. Why fuck with hoes that ain't interested? Smoke all your weed, drink all your liquor, and Snapchat the shit like it's Christmas gifts. Goddamn. Shit, I know cause I witnessed it. It's all about how they leave your life. It's never about how they entered it. Crush.
I don't know the sound.
No sir, no sir, no sir.
Grim telegram. I don't fuck with them.
No sir, no sir, no sir.
Grim telegram.
I ever knew this man.
Grim telegram.
Then I studied my ass off. I didn't, there was no online, there was MySpace at the time. I rocked and rocked and rocked. Every book, especially because Bobby Hemmett was known for giving out scholarship. And while I'm here, let me say this to you from message from Bobby Hemmett. No, not a new message, but a message from his lectures. He always said this. And y'all niggas need to hear this again in case y'all missed it through sifting through all the hours that you have. If the person before you is repeating from a book, make sure they give you the fucking book. You understand? What you hear from me comes from discoveries of my divine mind. And if I'm repeating from a book, I'll give you that book. If I'm talking from a study of a long-term study, which I am right now in this moment, then this is coming from my understanding of many books, many studies, many reads, many meditations. So this, what you're hearing is an understanding. When you hear a nigga just saying 3/4 fifths and this and this goes up your back at a rate of 3 ratio, he's repeating from a fucking book. He is. So what he, and when you go, ooh, that was deep, you're a fucking follower and you're a church member. You should demand that motherfucker tell you what book he read it from. He said, that was excellent information. How did you find that? How did you get that? So let them say a book, or this shit is channeled, or I went into my genetic memory banks, I got it from Akasha. Make them tell you where they got it from. How about that? And that's how we sort out who should be teaching you and who should just be giving you the groovy books that they read. Because I'm going to assume, no matter how many times I call you niggas slow, you motherfuckers at least can read. And as long as you can read, not a damn motherfucker can control you on the planet, especially with this information. I urge you niggas to ask those who you find entertaining or those who you find so fucking profound, where's this coming from, player? And if they say the divine mind, you bow and say thank you for what you're giving, because you will never get this anywhere else. Because your divine mind rules all. Oh, wait a minute. Your divine mind is all. You understand? This game begins and ends with your mind. And the name of the motherfucking sport, the motherfucking race, is called light. You understand? Without light or limited light, nigga, you will be abused. Abused. And for the most part, most of you niggas are. Most of you niggas are. You should be working for no other reason. You should not be working to save the black race. You need to save your black ass. You shouldn't be working to save the black babies. You should be more interested in saving your fucking grown-up ass. You will not save masses of niggas. You niggas cannot even agree on which kind of Kool-Aid goes with what kind of fucking fish. You niggas cannot agree what meat should be on the grill at the cookout. Nevertheless, raise up a whole fucking country of niggas to go, yeah, that shit's true, though. Yeah. Imagine a whole country of niggas. Yeah, nigga, you got that right. Goddamn, nigga, I couldn't wait till you got here, nigga, to save us. Nigga, listen. You make a choice. You work for humanity or you work for your higher self. And I hate to say higher self because it's so bitch ass. You either God or you fucking man. And man is nothing to be proud of. Nothing. Nothing. The best thing a man can be is a human, a light man, to be called human. And that's scraping the floor, son. Scraping the floor. You got a work player. You got a work player. See you at the top, baby.
Brothers and sisters, bless your energy, Brother Wisdom. I'm going to be brief with this right here, so I'm going to go ahead and start this message off. Okay, I can't seem to wait right now because I'm on a timely matter. I got to go buy me a hot water heater. So while I'm traveling, I'm going to spread this message on to you guys. The portals are opening. The gateways, the angelic gateway portals are opening as we speak right now. All right? Understand what's going on, my people. All right? These beings on our planet are literally in a state of confusion right now. All these earth beings, these so-called white folk, are in a state of confusion right now as we speak. They don't know what to do. Right now, they're in a completely lost state. You see the brother in Wisconsin, he was just shot, and he's in stable condition, and he was shot for nothing. He didn't do anything wrong. But see, they are scared of us because this energy that's on our planet, and they're scared of the energy, and they're scared of the energy that we are emitting from our bodies, okay? Understand what is going on, my people. Understand that the gateways of angelic energy have opened, all right? I went before the Council of Time and Energy, and we talked, and they have opened the gateways of time and energy. When that live was done yesterday we did that live, and it was talking about, we talked about we are the angels of this world. This had to be done. This live had to be done. All right? Everything is done according to Masonic order. All right? And everything on our planet works according to Masonic order. There's nothing on our planet that doesn't work outside of Masonic order. Everything works according to Masonic order. All right? Your numerology, your chakra energies, your crystals, everything. There are some crystals that have literally become more powerful, and they were known as the less powerful crystals. All right? Our sun is sending what's called X-rays. All right? Peace to you guys. Our sun is sending what you call X-rays to our planet, and these X-rays are literally superior supreme light codes for our bodies. All right? These supreme superior light codes that are for our bodies, and we're going to be slaughtering this orc beings very soon. We're going to go throughout the entire planet. Those who don't kill themselves, we're going to be cleansing the land. We're going to be going in basements. We're going to be going in tunnels. We're going to be going underground. We're going to be going everywhere. We're going to slaughter every one of them, and we don't care how long they've appeared to be in our presence. We don't care. They got to go. They've caused the imbalance on the planet. They've caused our planet to wobble. When they came here to our planet didn't wobble. Our planet wasn't out of balance. Everything was in balance. When they came here and did the damage and the desecration that they did, they caused everything to come out of balance. All right? We're looking at roadways. As you drive down the street and the freeways, just linking to your ancestral DNA. Just linking to your past lives, and you're going to realize that our planet is barren. We have no more trees. This planet was known for trees. The angelic beings needed the trees, needed the power from the trees. That was the root energy that's coming up from the planet. Our planet is barren. These beings have literally chopped down all of our trees, uprooted everything that belonged to us, and then they fed us a lie, told us that we are equal to them. We talked about that before, how they told us that we are equal to them, which means that they put us in a very low state of mentality, all right? Remember, your mentality is where you are within the dimensional realm. Wherever your mental is, it's where you are in the dimensional realms. All right? Yeah, taught us all about religion. Yeah, exactly, exactly. You know, they taught us about religion. So our key point is that we're getting ready to rise to a new level. And it's not about when we go to war, it's when you want to go to war. Because one of us can send enough energy to a whole crowd of us, and we will literally be invincible. Invincible, immortal beings, and we will slaughter an entire force. We will slaughter an entire army. All right? And this is what they're scared of. They're scared of us unifying together as one. Because when we unify together as one, we are completely unbeatable. We are the fire that they fear. All right? I'll say that again. We are the fire that they fear. Without our fire, they can reign. But without fire, they have no chance against us. And this is what's happening right now, my people. This is what's happening. All right? Remember, this is not a game. This is reality. This is not a game. We've been taught for so long that this thing is a game. It's not a game. This is reality. We have multiple suns that are rapidly entering our atmosphere. Okay? All of the suns, S-U-N-S, all of the suns that were casted out because we fell from the higher realms, all right, of our universe, now of our galaxy, all of the suns are rapidly returning, and their magnetic force is pulling us back up and pulling themselves toward us. All right? Understand that we are on a much higher frequency than what they anticipated. All right? They know that they cannot defeat us. They know they can't stand against us. All right? They know who we are, and they're scared of our arising. They're scared of us returning to the original angelic forces that we came from, because they know who we are. They know that we are the angelic beings of this world. All right? They know who we are, and they're scared of us moving into superior energy, superior power, our supreme strength. Okay, guys? So I just wanted to pass this message on to you guys. This quick message. That's all I want to do is speak this quick message, because you know I'm on a mission here. I gotta go get a hot water tank for my house, because my hot water tank is going out. And I found a place here. I'm dealing with some Arabs, but you know, hey, they got what I need and I got what they need. They got the hot water heater. I got the money. So I guess that's what it's all about. These gateways that are opening, all right. Well, it's not that something needs to happen. Something is going to happen. Something is going to happen. All right. You can say something needs to happen. You're hoping that something happens. No, this is something that's going to happen. All right. And our world is going to be a completely, totally different place. Our world, our planet, our realm is going to be a completely, totally different place. There won't be no more of this false electricity. There will be no more of this school system, this work system. All this stuff will be gone. And we're going to literally move into a higher frequency mindset. All right? So we got to remember we talked about, yesterday when we talked about how the dark energy radiation is literally a carbon-based radiation, which heightens your frequencies. So when you have higher frequencies, you have a higher mindset, all right? And your mindset, like I said, open up dimensional gateways. So many of our people are now saying, hey, I got to get back into meditation. I got to get into meditation. You got millions of our people who are leaving religion. You got those of our people who are trying to keep the religious thing going because they feel like they have some type of power. Because that's what our people are searching for. Our people are searching for that power that we lost. But you don't have power by ruling over someone else. You have power by ruling over your planet. You have power by using the energies and the powers that are within you. All right? So this is why our people are constantly searching for power, not knowing that the power is deep within us. It's an energy. It's a force that is designed to work directly with the energy. So when we're equal, all right, remember we talked about balance. When we're equal to the energies that are within the cosmos, within the galaxy, when we are equal to those energies, we are the most powerful beings. All right? That's why they want to keep us in power, keep us out of power. That's why they keep these public hangings going on. Public hangings are their people shooting our people. They'll let those videos go on forever and ever and ever because they need us to instill fear. But what we're doing, we're learning that we're gathering power. All right? These gateways are opening. Our black sun, Septerimon, is sending massive amounts of energy. And Mother Cosmos is dumping all that energy directly into Septerimon. And Septerimon, which is a black sun, this is the sun that they're watching. Not Ra. They're not watching Ra. They're watching our black sun, Septerimon, the huge sun, the universal sun. They're watching the universal sun. All right? Not the planetary sun. They're watching the universal sun. And our universal sun has opened up these gateways and is sending what you call x-rays. When you're dealing with x-rays, you're talking about the X-Men. We, the so-called black people, we the real angels of this world. We the golden people of this world are the X-Men. They called us X-Men because they didn't want us to say extraordinary men. All right? They didn't want to say extraordinary men, extraordinary women. Then they say we're mutants because the energy from our suns, multiple suns, has literally caused our bodies to mutate into a more powerful being than what they could ever imagine. Okay? No, there's no stopping us. They show us the movies. They show us everything. So, like we said yesterday, that was one person on talking about we are dragons. Yeah, before we were dragons, we were angels. All right, we only got into the dragon form when we needed to get into that extreme, extreme power where we had to literally turn and force, shift our bodies into something else in order to burn off certain enemies that came on the planet, and then we shifted back into our original form. All right, we are the original shapeshifters. These orc beings whose eyes you see on the TV, their eyes turn this way, that's not shapeshifting. That's just showing you who they really are. If they're shapeshifting, they are literally going to shift. Their body's going to shift. All right? That's, you know, their body's going to shift into a different shape. That's not shapeshifting. That's just their eyes. Just they showing their true, who they really are up under that skin, like the movie V that was long ago. All right? Showing who they are. All right? So, yeah, we can shapeshift in the astral realm, but it's going to be happening in the physical realm very soon because the astral realm and the physical realm, as these gateways are opening, the astral realm and the physical realm are going to become even more powerful. And now we're speaking things into existence. So I had to make that announcement that we, the original people, the so-called black people, are the true angels of this world because that had to be put out into the atmosphere for that angelic energy to be brought back to the planet. All right. I was loving the sun today. So they're trying to prepare for this fall thing and this winter thing, and they got our people thinking about, oh, winter and fall, da 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 da. No, no. We're going to be making changes on our planet, and we're going to hit them when they least expect it. And we're going to be in armies. We're going to be in we're going to have what you call camps and armies. We're going to have or militias, whatever, how you want to go, but we will not be carrying any physical weapons. All of our weapons will be within us, and we will literally be slaughtering everything, destroying buildings, destroying structures, destroying their systems. This little worthless constitution, that little worthless piece of paper that they got, thinking that their constitution is so great and their government is so great. If your government is so great, then why do you have to kill people in order to look powerful? I ask you that question. If you are so powerful, if your president is so powerful, why do you have to have men around him with weapons to protect him if he's so powerful? If your senators and your congressmen are so powerful, then why do you need protection? Why can't they protect themselves? If your laws are so powerful, then why can't your laws enforce themselves? Because their laws and everything else, their entire government, which means mind control system, is not real on the planet. All right? It's not real on the planet whatsoever. It is time, my people, and it is time that these gateways are opening up right now. The angelic gateways are opening up. And all of our people who you once thought were deep into religion and all other things, you will see them shift into totally different beings, and they will have a totally different mindset. Stop asking when, because it's happening now. If you need to know more, go within yourself. Everybody wants to know, when is this happening? When is this happening? When is this happening? Go within yourself. Knowledge of self. When you have the knowledge of self, you have the knowledge of everything that nature provides for you. Everything is within you. Stop asking when this and when that and when this and when that, and say, I'm going to make this happen now. All right, I want to make this happen now, but the thing about it is you don't even have to make it happen because it's already in work. The angelic gateways are opening as we speak right now. We have multiple suns coming to our planet. We have multiple energies. We have multiple portals that are opening up everywhere, and these beings are scared, and they seeing everything. All right? We'll do a group meditation. I'll do a live mass meditation very soon, so that so you guys can have some powers or whatever. But your power should be within you. You should be able to link into that energy. All right. Remember, even in a group meditation, you're still on your own. You're still on that road. You're still on that lonely road of pure power. Even with the group meditation. All right, guys? So just want to pass that word on to you guys. Oh, yeah, the planets are here. Everything is here. Everything is moving into fruition. You speak it, therefore it becomes. All right? So you can go on your Facebook, go on your Instagram, go on your Snapchat, go on your Twitter or your YouTube channel, and you can write it. By you writing it, your writing is just like speaking. And guess what? It goes into the cosmos, because this is the internal networking system. All right? This is the interverse. The universe and the internet has become one on our planet. The internet is no longer separate from the universe. These orc beings tried to keep it separate because the spell that they put over the planet, all right, what they call the Van Allen belt. That Van Allen belt was literally a spell that they put over the planet, but the Van Allen belt is gone now. Everything is gone. It's dissipated. It's over. And now the interverse is here, where the universe and the internet are one. So now you can write things into action, and everything comes into fruition. All right? Everything comes into fruition. They're scared. They're terribly scared. They fear us coming to the knowledge of who we really are as the true angels of this world. For so long, they have given us the pictures of themselves so that we think that they are the angels. They've been painting themselves on the wall. Some pale-faced, powerless motherfuckers painting themselves on the wall. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. And we will see the right justice, and they will receive the right justice. Just like brother said, last time they hid in the shallows, hid in the caves. This time we're going to be everywhere. We're going to search every nook and cranny of the planet, and we will not let any of them survive, none of them. If you don't look like us, you're done. If you don't have this, you're done. All right? So they caused us, yes, exactly, they caused us to lose our the memories of our planet and then taught us their history. You know, my son had at this online school, and he's learning Arabic history. I'm like, what the fuck are you learning Arabic history for? He's not Arab. But they want us to learn everything about everything except for us. All right? So we're going to be far more powerful than our ancestors were. And we're going to link into this energy and this power. All right, guys? What you say more? You say, oh, we need to be what our ancestors were, just more advanced. We need to be, surpass them in order to restore the connection between connection to them. And I wish to meet the ones who entered this Amante and learn. Okay, yeah, you go within yourself. All right? Remember, we have multiple past lives, and we have ancestors that we haven't even met yet. I had ancestors that I met last night. I was in the astral realm. All right? I wake up tired because my spirit is, and my soul is in the astral realm fighting and moving and correcting and building. I wake up tired. I don't get rest anymore. I wake up tired and what's up, man? I see you, boy. So, you know, it's time. It's time, my people. It's time. All right. Let me go. I'm going to catch you guys a little later. All right. Just wanted to pass that message on to you guys. Okay. The portals are opening right now. Yep, none of us are sleeping. That's the true angels. The true angels of this world, we didn't sleep, neither did we slumber. These orc beings knew this. That's why they gave it to us about some God doesn't sleep or slumber. No, it was the angels of this world. We didn't sleep. We didn't slumber. We didn't sleep. We're energy, because energy never sleeps. Our bodies and our spirits and our souls were one. They were completely one. We could turn into whatever we needed to be in order to fight. All right? So let's pass this message on to you guys. We'll talk a little later. We're going to get into sun gazing and what sun gazing really does for us. Okay? Because this is going to be a very important message. Okay? Oh, yeah, the sun dances, sun rituals. Let's get to it, guys. You can do that. Do it with your children. Show them how to do these rituals and these dances, and watch the energy just increase all around you. I'm looking at all these clouds that they're spraying from their cloud machines. You know, they have to create cloud machines. Everything they have to create, they have to create all types of machinery to offset the balance of everything. But we're going to be destroying that very soon. Okay, guys? I'm getting ready to watch the new series, Seven Daily Sins. All right? I'll catch you guys later. All power to the multi-chakra, celestial, angelic beings. Peace to you all. Man.
Brothers and sisters, celestial angels, brother wisdom. Let's just briefly talk about unlocking your dormant powers. First and foremost, what we must understand is that we are organic machines. Being organic machines, we have programs within us. These programs are designed to work with nature. Somewhere down the line, as we have been battling for our planet, something happened where our programs were lost, or what happened is these inner programs shut down. Okay? Now we have to reboot them or restart these programs. These programs are what you call hyper power programs. All right, let's just say the hyper power programs. All right, which are designed to work at the most extreme levels. All right, children, babies are born with their programs unlocked, and then these work beings hit them with that poison, and that locks that program right back up. All right, and this is all over the world. This is how they act. Got our people convinced, because you got to remember, they are the virus, and we are the original programs. Unlocking your dormant program, what these organs call junk DNA, they try to convince you, oh, this is just junk DNA, you don't think you need to use this, just focus on us. No. No. Inside of these dormant programs are different categories of nature-based energies, radiations, frequencies. This is how these programs are, how they're set up. They're designed for protection. They're designed for building. As you can look at the pyramids all over the world, these pyramids are set up just like computer chips. They're nothing but computer chips. And I've talked about this before. These pyramids are nothing but computer chips all over the world. And they are designed to send certain energies into the atmosphere, where these energies are designed to tap into our bodies. Feel me? We have the towers. The towers did the same thing. It was all an organic computer-based system that we created. All right, because our planet or our realm is just like a motherboard with all these different pieces connected to it that allow this program to run perfectly. But these were things after they invaded, caused us to fall. They shut all this stuff down because they said with it, they said that it's not fair that we have all this power and they can't have it. Who said anything about being fair? All right, so let's get into opening, to unlocking or opening your dormant powers. Your dormant powers are behind a closed door. The only way to get to that closed door is through the astral realm. All right, that's why someone said, well, how do I get the astral realm? Your astral realm is your imagination. Your imagination is far more realer than the piece of paper called money. Is far more real than that car you drive. Because that car you drive can break down and catch fire. It can be no more, but your imagination will still be there. And that's that spirit part of you. That's that part of you where you can literally go into the spirit realm. And you can stay there as long as you want to and never come out. Or you can just go in there and get what you need to get. Come back. Or in the spirit realm, you can combine the spirit realm and the physical realm together and work on that level. Okay? People who work on that level are those who have literally unlocked their dormant programs. All right. These are the extreme powers that belong to nature and the cosmos. All right. So the key point is your meditation. You go into a meditative state. If you want to put the OM on, put the OM music on, put on something that's going to allow you to go into the astral realm. All right. I like using the OM. There's some other programs I like listening to. You got Love Motives. He got a whole ton, even though he's like this hybrid orc being. He's like Arabic. He's got a whole ton of these, they're digital, though. Let's think about they're digital. They're not actual lab man. You got Joe Blankenberg. You got Thomas Bergeson. You got that eternal eclipse. You got Eternal Eclipse is what it is. It's this is violin. It's called Eternal Eclipse. You got Joe Blankenberg, Thomas Bergeson, and they all play these live instrument musics. And this music can help you go into the astral realm. All right? And you go into the astral realm, and what you want to do, there's going to be a door. All right? There's going to be a door, because all of us have that same program. It's going to be a door. I feel this energy piercing my heart right now as I'm talking. There's going to be a door, and you're going to open that door up. It can only be open in the astral realm. You're going to walk into this room, and there's going to be a table, and your thoughts are to be, I want to unlock my dormant program. There's a table with a computer on it, all right, and this computer has a knob. All you have to do is just turn it. You hear it click. Turn on your dormant powers, all right? And you'll feel the surge of energy just flowing through your body. This is something that each one of us needs to do. You don't need a guided meditation. You've got to do this on your own. Your imagination is your gateway to linking into this energy and power, all right? Now, to remain powerful, you have to change your diet. Get away from all your meats. Even fish. Fish is a living being that has a heart, that has lungs, that has intestines, all right, has a liver, it has all the stuff, has eyes, it can see, can hear, they have blood, all right, get away from everything that was once that's alive and go straight to nature, get from the root. Everything that grows in the ground and grows on the tree. This is what you must eat. Right? And this will heighten your dormant programs. So once that program, once you turn it on, the program is no longer dormant. It's an active program. Then you have to continue to meditate. And in your meditations, your thoughts are, I activate my dormant program. I move into the program. So now you see yourself going inside of the program, because you must go into it. You must become intimate with the program and see how it works and see how it functions. You feel the energy all over your body. Okay? And go inside of the program. And this is where all your dormant powers are. And the more of us do this, we're going to see changes on our planet. Nature's going to be like, okay, there they go. You're online. And so when you open up your dormant powers, you're literally going online. And then when this great solar cosmic flash happens, you're already going to be online. It's just going to make you even more powerful. You know, understand that? So this is the key to opening dormant powers. You want to use actual live music. You want to use real music. Like I said, you got Joe Bleckenberg, you got Thomas Bergeson, you got Eternal Eclipse. Excuse me. Long day at work. I'm home now. You've got, oh my goodness, countless others. Okay. But you want to go live. You want to go real instrumental music. Something that's soothing that will allow you to tap into the astral realm and you can see everything that's going on around you. All right? This is how you open up your dormant programs or your dormant powers. This is exactly how you open it up. Alright. And you're gonna find that you're gonna literally gonna surprise yourself with what you see. Okay? So that's the key, guys. That's the key. Right. So just wanted to share that with you guys. Opening up your dormant programs or your dormant powers. Because you know we're, like I said, we're organic machines. We're the supreme beings. These beings have tricked us. Alright? They tricked us over these years. But now that we are more intellectual, we can turn that program on without these organ beings shutting it off. Feel me? Alright, guys. I'll talk to you guys a little later. If you have any questions, just post it on there. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Power to you all.
Come on. Thank you. Alafio, hello. Greetings to you. Okay. We're going to start straight away. It's now 6 p.m. Do you know where your positive mind is? We're in week 5 of our prosperity class. I pray that you are applying the techniques you are learning. Many Europeans are paying me big dollars to teach them what I'm teaching you. You'd be surprised. Who's into our stuff? Very, very surprised. There's a book that's no longer published that I saw many, many years ago in New York in a small little curio bookstore. It was called Magic in Wall Street. An orange cover. Be surprised to come to the African for a little extra boost. Okay? So, we're going to start by invoking our egg, our ancestors, to overlook our work, Ashe, and to empower our work, so we may arrive in honor of your grandmamas and granddaddies. Standing is a sign of respect. So please tune in to their hard work, their back-breaking labor, their struggle and desire to survive, and that caused you to be here today. Ibashe Odudumara, we praise Supreme Being. Ibashe Boboi, we praise all the African angels. Ibashe Eshu, Eshu, which we praise the divine trickster. May he trick us into our higher consciousness. Ibashe to Oya, Oya, Oya. May she blow to the heights of the ancestors' heaven. Ibashe Bobo Egumele Odudumara. We praise all the noble and righteous ancestors, those who sat at the feet of the Supreme Being on earth and do so now in heaven. Ibashe to all the Egun, who were priests and priestesses, those who preserved the mysteries and the connections to heaven for us today. Ibashe to all the Africans buried in Mother Africa's soil. May your bones radiate your knowledge and wisdom. Ibashe to all the Egun, who were taken from Mother Africa, those who were stripped of their families, their beloveds, their children, their grandparents, their lives, their motherland. May we look back and say, never again. Ibashe to all those who are placed in those ships of wickedness, those that took us from our motherland, to those who were pushed overboard, killed, brutalized, treated inhumanely. May their bones in the Bata Olokun, Ashi, rise forth and chatter with our tale to the world.
Different tongues,
different colors, different shades of brown. Realize we are one, Ashi. In fact, I beg the Egungun to enforce our understanding that we are one despite external differences,
Ashi.
Ibashe to all the Egungun, Native Americans, those allies of ours, those kindred spirits who look over us and still do, giving us their love, their support, and their medicine. May you rise, Ashe.
Ashe.
Ibashe to all the Africans who built North America. May we receive what is our just due, honor, respect, and wealth, Ashe.
Ashe.
May we demand honor, respect, and wealth for ourselves, Ashe.
Ashe.
Ibashe to all those in this room, all the ancestors who are standing behind you. May you recall that you are not alone, that behind you stand long lines of spirits and supporters. And may you not forget this, and may you turn to them in your hour of need, and may you honor them with love, memory, and ritual. Ashe.
Ashe.
Ibashe to this site, this store. May Uma and her husband and family bless Ashe for their hard work, their sacrifices and labor to make this flower bloom. Ashe.
Ashe.
May we have wisdom, the green rays of heaven, Ashe.
Ashe.
Prosperity, plenty of it, overwhelmingly so, rolling in money, Ashe.
Ashe.
And then we start by opening our consciousness to the universe's abundance.
Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe. What I cannot show you be shown to you by heaven. What I cannot speak be spoken to you by the Spirit. What I cannot reveal be revealed to you by your higher consciousness. May love, support, brother and sisterhood and forgiveness be amongst us. Ashe.
Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe. Ashe. Ashe. I remind you, simple sprinkling of water looks deceivingly unassuming. But water is shot with power. It's a great mystical force. Neither solid nor air. Somewhere in between, like spirit. Right? Who did their homework? Let's see. Let me arm my bow. Who did not do their homework? Practicing, meditating, using your mind's eye. I should raise your hand if you did. Who did not practice, who was here last week? Shame, shame again. Huh? Raise those hands higher so we can all make fun of you. You must be treated as you present yourself, huh? That's fair, right? Right, that's fair. Ashe. Now, we discussed last week and each week the Oga Eshu. The Oga Eshu is the magical wand of the trickster within you. That magical wand is your mind. Your mind is your wand. It is the one thing you can always control. You can always decide your thought patterns. Yeah? You can decide evil thoughts, good thoughts. That's up to you. You can see the half glass full, the glass half full, or half empty. That's on you. And I dared you to see the glasses half full. Right? To see your children as little divine beings. Your enemies as people training you to develop your spirituality. Right? People like that radiate a certain aura. What we call thoughts here, right? A certain positive force comes from them and you're drawn to them. The goddess Ajie favors people who are very optimistic. I'm telling you, she likes people who are sunny side up. No matter what's happening, they find the sunny side of that thing. They could be on their deathbed, and they're busy consoling other people, their beloved family members. They're not worrying about what's happening to them. Huh? But that takes what? Responsibility. Right? You must take responsibility for your wand, for your own mind. I can't do that. Orisha can't do that. Olodumare cannot do that. That's on you. So, let's write a magic word on the board. Oh, such a dangerous word. That's what I write?
Responsibility.
I need a Y, right?
T-Y.
Responsibility.
Right?
Yeah. Accountability. See, the spirits tell me things about the next coming class before it occurs. Things to focus on and pin down. They say the village is not taking enough responsibility for their thoughts. You're not pushing hard enough to change your thought body. You're still falling into the habit. Oh, I'll do it tomorrow. I'll think positive tomorrow. I'll affirm myself next week. Right? you have to understand. You know what last class I mentioned quartz crystals? That you shouldn't be using them? Don't be wearing quartz, don't have it around your house. Wrap them in silk and put them away somewhere. That's clear quartz crystals only. Clear quartz is not physical. It is vibrates faster than light. It is liquid light, actually. According to the sacred teaching. It represents Olodumare mind. A clear quartz is as clear as heaven's mind. When you wear them or have them around you, they amplify thought. Good thought, bad thought. What some call the straight path thought or crooked thought, crooked mind. So, unless you are in command of your thought, you should not be wearing those things, using them, because you may harm someone. A quartz crystal is hexagonal. There are some seven-sided quartzes, but most are six-sided.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Okay. The human aura is hexagonal. Six-sided. When a beam of light comes through, a photon, comes through one side facet of a quartz, it doubles to two. That's why it glitters. Sparkles, huh? It becomes two beams. When it hits another facet, it becomes four beams. It amplifies. The human aura is shaped like a hexagonal form, like a beehive. By the way, if you don't like bees, you're allergic to them, you want them to leave you alone, it'll work. Visualize yourself in a six-sided figure. They will leave you alone. They won't find you threatening. Try it. I'm working on that, believe me. Those who know me know I'm working on that one.
So you think of the dimension of a flat on top.
Mm-hmm.
In the back.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and then 6 on the bottom. Right? When you have thought, I'm giving you a little suddenly mentioned metaphysics here. This is you in the center. The cause. You send a thought out. That thought hits a facet of your aura and doubles. Then it surrounds another part of your aura and quadruples. Then hits another part and octaves. You see? Eventually you create a net of consciousness around you. If you have dark rays, you draw dark things to you. This is a force field, a field of force, mental force. Positive thoughts draw positive things from the universe. So you have to take responsibility for how you're thinking. And how do you know how you're thinking? Show me your life. If your life is fulfilled, prosperous, joyous, peaceful, then I will assume you are thinking fulfilling, prosperous, joyous thoughts. Wherever your life is stuck, change your thought about that area of your life. Watch it change. But no one seems to believe, very few believe me when I say it's so simple. They want rituals and drums and herbs and chickens and goats. You can, we'll do it if you like. But thoughts rule. And that you can always control. Let's demonstrate the power once again, because I must keep repeating this when they're telling me. You watch the news, it gives you frightful thoughts, right? Danger, threats, harm. Reading the papers. Don't look at the news before you go to sleep. Don't do it. Because this is happening. You understand what I'm saying to you? I'm a high priest, a metaphysician, who studies the signs of spirit. I am telling you, if you project these thoughts into yourself, they will amplify. Eventually, you draw yourself into an accident. Right? If you keep thinking about it, you draw yourself right into it. You want crystal clear thoughts, where light goes right through like a quartz crystal. Right? Some of you may have those cloudy quartzes. Guess what that will do? Cloud your thoughts. Leave them alone until you get solid, okay? I'm going to wave Eshu's magic wand, the Oga Eshu. Recall, the Oga Eshu does what? Draws anything it needs instantly from the universe. And the Orisha, the god, the angel Eshu, can draw something to him instantly. When you pray to him, you can make things happen instantaneously. He's like Quicksilver, very fast. So, I'm speaking in octaves and tones now. Break up in chants, I'm not sure. Okay. I'm past puberty. I'm charming my age. I'm definitely past puberty. That should be happening. Okay. Positive and negative. Okay. What we call in Yoruba, the front and the back. Right? The front is the positive. The back is the negative. Positive, we'll start with the negative. Some thoughts that we generate in our crystal sphere. Okay? You're the crystal. Believe me, you're the crystal. When you're clear, you generate light as a crystal. Be a conduit of light. It takes many years of training, though. Many, many years. But sometimes your thoughts control you. And if you're wielding a crystal, you harm someone else. That's big karma. Big old karma, believe me. Okay? So you're in kindergarten of thought training, 101. And if you can't make it through a week, I will hide every crystal in heaven, great earth here from you. If you can't go 1 week commanding your thoughts, how can you handle a crystal? A day. Yes.
Before I was saying this class, I would do this all the time when I would grow up. If a bad thought would come in my mind, I would chastise myself for thinking about it, and I would get it out of my mind immediately.
Well, how? By doing what?
I would push it away. I would think about something positive. And if I keep, I've done this. I've tried to see how long I can keep a negative thought out of my mind.
That's the trick. Remember this one?
I'm saying I naturally would do that without anybody ever telling me that.
I see. You must have learned that somewhere then. Past life or somewhere in your experience.
I guess I would say.
Negativity is like gravity. It has weight to it. It's heavy. Right? Positivity is light. It kind of floats. Is it easier to fall down the stairs or to walk up the stairs? Much easier just to be negative. Life will support that very quickly. It takes effort, sweating, to climb. We will accept no lazy African. Of thought. I'll give one more example before I move on with this lecture. I'm going to do. In the early 70s, many medicine people, healers, and priests began simultaneously receiving visions of destruction of North America, of the East and West Coast being devoured by the sea gods. Just these dreams were having. Right? Elders gathered and said, we must change this. We hope we can change this before it's too late. The Sea Mother said, your thoughts and emotions are so destructive. I must reflect you by destroying you. I will show you what you are like to me. So I'm going to take half of your great country. Two sides. We elders gathered, chanting, praying, invoking, clearing our crystals as elders, our minds clear. In the mid-80s, we received spontaneously visions from certain, based upon your tradition, but a certain spirit would come and say, it is done. We weren't sure if it would work.
No.
We were taking a risk. But we changed the thought sphere of the area, appeasing that spirit. So don't worry, move to California.
For real?
Yep. Don't worry about it. She said, I won't eat it now. I'm not hungry anymore. You fed me. We changed the thought through prayer and incantation, sending out a new energy from our clear mind. Sparing many, just a few elders. You see? So you can change stuff by changing your thoughts. Few believe us. We keep saying it. And we'll keep saying it. Huh? All right, so let's have you wave your wand of Eshu, your mind. Let's talk about beliefs. Right. I'm going to give you some negative, weighty, heavy, gravitational beliefs. Then I'm going to use the magic spell of the opposite word. Reverse the negativity. One belief. Only cheats get ahead in life. Do you believe that? Only if you're sneaky, rotten, and backstabbing do you really get ahead. Versus what?
Only honest, hardworking people get ahead in
life. Honesty gets me ahead. What's the rule of the spell? Whatever you say, you're right. Remember that, right? If you say I'm nobody, you're right. If you say I'm somebody, you're right. There's never enough time to get done everything done in my day. Versus, I have all the time I need to get everything done gracefully. I should be able to do it all by myself. Versus, I can ask for help when I need it. People don't like to see my emotions. Versus, people are supportive of my emotions. If you walked around believing people support my emotions, you read that thought, it will amplify twice, 4, 8, 16, and draw to you that reality. Whites have all the good breaks in life. I got you there, right? Versus, blacks have great breaks too. Think about it. Make it so.
Yeah.
Black people have great breaks too. You start to see it, right? You start to perceive it, huh? Men are all dogs. Good response. She said, stop feeding them alpha. Clever, clever. Very good, very good answer. Versus, men can be generous and loving. right? Now you're going to do it for me. I'm going to give you the negative thought, you give me the positive. Practice makes perfect. It is safer not to confront anyone because then you can't get hurt. I'll say it again. It's safer not to confront anyone because then you can't get hurt. Who wants to take a dive into the light? Yes.
You never know until you try.
You never know until you try. Give yourself a shot. Anyone else? It's not safe to confront anyone because then you can't get hurt. It's safer to not confront. That way I don't get hurt. If I don't confront you, I won't get hurt.
If you don't confront someone, it's safer to confront someone because you're going to get hurt again because they're going to keep doing the same thing over and over.
Okay. That'll work. That'll work. Yes. And I can take it. I shave. Use your wand.
No one can hurt me unless I allow them to. Woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo-woo.
No one can hurt me unless I allow it. That's how masters think.
If they know that they're intimidating you and you don't confront them, they will continue to intimidate you. So you have to make a stand.
Take a stand for yourself. I see. Let's take that one.
Yeah.
No one, say it again.
No one can hurt me unless I allow them to.
That's very high in the crystal realm.
Every breath, every fire. The way it was said that you are not a victim, you cannot become a victim unless you allow yourself.
Unless you choose to. Now, someone can say to me, well, I do get hurt though. I mean, the person was rude and nasty and just attacked me. And if I wanted to be profound with you, I'd say a tattoo. Who are you? They attacked your ego? Oh, your ego was hurt. Okay. Is that you?
All there is.
Ah. Or are you an infinite divine being beyond pain and pleasure? Watching your ego get hurt. My ego's getting beat up. Ooh. That's how masters live. They think because you're a master, you go up some mountain somewhere, you become some recluse. No. You watch yourself now and you enjoy the play. Oh, look at me being cursed out. Look at me crying. Look at me having fun. And you watch yourself. You're totally disengaged. You can't hurt me. Ah. Very good. You're getting good. Here's one. You know, I should take care of everyone else.
Oh, I should take care of myself.
That's a good one. I should take care of myself. I should save myself first.
Me first.
Me first.
Follow, follow.
Free your mind, as invoked said. And the rest will follow. I can take care of myself best. Here's a good one. Everyone's out to get me.
Everyone's out to
help. If you walk through life really chanting that, everyone's out to help me. You're out to help me, you're out to help me, you're out to help me. You will see the help come. Even when they're harming you, you will see the help in the harm.
In your book, Prosperity,
yes.
Secret,
yes.
Everyone and everything prospers.
Ashi. Everyone and everything prospers me now. Your nasty comments are prospering me. Mm-hmm. Your evil eyes prospering me. Mm-hmm. That only happens to those who take accountability for their thoughts. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, it overwhelms you. Everyone's out to help you. Think about that. Yeah. Let's take a moment on that one. Think of everyone in your life. Your mom, your dad, your kids, your friends, your partners, your enemies, your boss. Look them in your mind's eye and say, you're out to help me. Think of someone you hate you can't stand. In your mind's eye, say, you're out to help me. Someone tell me how they see that person helping them now. How do you see that being true? Someone tell us. Yes.
Well, I had a boss that I had to continue getting into confrontations with, but it helped me understand how well I can fight.
I see. So the fight taught him his strength. When we sing to Eshu in Yoruba, the little shuffler, Eshu always shuffles when he comes. He stands on one foot like this. Huh? He likes to wink a lot when he comes. We say, Modupwe Eshu. Thank you, trickster. We always thank him. Saying, thank you for showing me I need this experience to learn a new power of mine. You get burned so bad, it's disgusting. You better say thank you for showing me my naivete. Thank you for the lesson. The next time, I don't repeat it. Oprah Show called it gratitude. We say, modupe. Everyone's out there help me. Say it.
Everyone's out there help me.
Think what you just said. Just think about it. Say it again.
Everyone's out to help me.
They're out to help you. They're resolved to help you. One more time. Three for sure.
Everyone's out to help me.
Think of the people who you thought that wasn't true for. And you'll see help come. That's the power of the wand. Okay? But how do you get this? You practice. How do you get to Carnegie Hall? Practice. Right? Okay. I never had any luck. I never win anything.
You called the net on your stick.
You're right. And then you can explain it. How that really works. I always have lots of luck. Every day and every way. I have luck all day for me. Luck. Lots of luck.
Luck follows me wherever I go.
Wherever I go, there's luck, like my shadow. Right? My mailbox is painted gold. Those who've seen my house. I spray painted that stuff gold. I went to a class on feng shui with some
take me back.
back to the start.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
All right. I hope I am unmuted. Let me check and see. Peace, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to another broadcast of Motivational Classroom. I am your host, Saru. And as you guys always know, we are joined with the Ear family. We got Brother Eternal in the building. Auntie LJ, you guys, will probably not be back for a while. She had a death in the family, but this is her grandmother. You know what I mean? So, you know, her grandmother, y'all, the matriarch of her, one of the matriarchs in her bloodline. So she will not be with us for quite a while, but we send love and light, you know, to Auntie LJ as she pulls through. I know Eternal actually just pulled through. You know what? All three of us just pulled through some very important deaths in our families. You know what I mean? One of the matriarchs. Wow, that's crazy. I'm just now putting it together. It was two matriarchs. One of my cousins, she was the matriarch. One of the living last of the original matriarchs, and Auntie LJ's grandmother, and in turn, I believe, his uncle. So in and out of shadow work, guys. But what I am seeing and feeling and knowing is that our mind is our wand, because in these situations, even though we may feel a type of way in our moments as we push through, grow through, you know, you got family that you have to deal with, you know what I mean? And, you know, if we're going to be real, you guys, the family unit in which, you know, was built on these sand, built on sand, on these sand foundations, you guys, everything is coming to a surface. You know, everything is resurfacing in this way. So shout out to everybody who is healing from something that they may not even talk about. These deaths in your families, these childhood traumas, you know, but most importantly, guys, at the end of the day, this particular broadcast is your mind is your wand. So I was listening to this, you know, Spirit randomly gives me shit to listen to that be right on time. You know, that's the beauty of going with your intuition, you guys, because doors and gateways and portals, as you guys heard in the clip, are open. You know what I mean? So we just have to be in alignment and in tune in order to defeat. So this came through, your mind is your wand, because here we are buying these crystals. You know, I got two wands. I'm not saying that it's not okay for you guys to have external things that you use in order to aid, you know what I'm saying, your spiritual enhancement. Although it's very important, you know, to remember first that your very own mind is your wand. All right? So I shared this with the Enhancement Awareness Group, and Eternal loved it. He even mentioned it in his live. So we're going to go ahead and bring him in. Peace, peace, peace onto you, my brother. And, yeah, we have to come back and double back and do this on the platform. So your mind is your wand, and especially knowing the importance of this in our now. Peace onto you, brother. How you feeling in this now?
Greetings. Peace, peace, peace. Greetings. Love, wholeness, balance. How you feeling today, brother?
Today I am I'm feeling a bit neutral. Let me just say that neutral is all I got today.
Yeah, you use a good word, because the whole idea is to stay present. You know, if you're present, you're a gift from your past and your present. So, what else but a present to be? What can be for yourself? You know, wonder and wand. They kind of go close hand to hand. Wonder and wand. So when you say I wonder what I'm doing, it becomes a one, W-O-N, and also O-N-E. So when you say when, is also how you won, W-O-N, as like you win, but past the winning, but being that you won, so it could become past tense. So now, one has to be reminded to themselves, is it when you have education? Education happens to be where is it coming from? So now it deals with your origin. So how do you speak? Do you speak Roman? Do you speak German? Do you speak Hebrew? And then there's the dialect. How did one say, if you were speaking Arabic, is it that you've been colonized by that language? Your language sets your tone. So how do you tune yourself is really up to yourself. Now, there's space jams that's out there giving us the intelligence of Nintendo, how Nintendo is 9 and 10 and do your energy. Now, of course, we're talking about someone who's shooting a basketball and talking about space and talking about jam, but it's still a maj or maj. We have to have a hedge or a hodge to actually come out of something. So it's like our head. So this is the whole reason why the Space Jams is made, to create us another way of artificial intelligence along with MK Ultra. How do we keep putting mantras back to ourselves where we say, oh, it's okay to live in this mantra when it's really your energy? What is your energy giving you? You know, you got to use that. So it's to stay present, not just to stay stuck in your past. One who's a past can be also a fool. That's why the fool's card, you see him walking forward, but he's looking in the back. It's the same way as looking into a mirror. Sometimes your past is what's keeping us from haunting ourselves not knowing what is it that keep haunting us, and it's really your past and your present. So now, how do you adjust even in the present while you're thinking about your past? That's the moment where you start to say, you know what, instead of making it sound like I hate myself, why don't I start to sound like I love myself? Why don't I start to sound and say the things that I start to see for myself that I like to say versus the stuff that I don't like to say? When you say, I don't want to hurt you, how about 9 times out of 10, you end up hurting the person? If you say, oh, just forget, we're not going to win anyway, you'll start to feel what a loser feels like. It's the point of saying, if you know your sport, don't be a spoiled sport. Be one that's happy about what sport they're into. Once you know that your intelligence is at that uprising moment, you can have an uprising for your moment. You're not just momentarily who you are. You're constantly being who you are. So now, in your moment to moments, are you still being constant as is being being a moment to moment? That's when you really know that you're speaking your truth. You have to be consistent. You got to call it conscience and consistent. That's why consistent and conscience can work together. Now, if it can't, it's because you're not being consistent enough with your conscience. It's a point now to your this to your ease. How much ease do you give yourself even when you're being good? Not everybody can take a critique of ourselves, but we are to critique ourselves better than anybody else. Because why not? We're in this body. So this body gives you different, you know, realms that you live in. Your past,
can
your
I say something?
And hopefully your near future. Say it.
Can I say something in that particular moment? When I said that I'm feeling neutral, it's all of that. You know what I'm saying? There is shadow work. You know, a lot of us are in shadow work. There's shadow work that I'm coming through, and it's repeated things that I know better. You know what I'm saying? But the subconscious habit is, like, overbearing, and I know I need to shift and change some things. But in the midst of going through that particular shadow work, I think it's very, very key that, you know, when we tumble over some of the same lessons over and over again, that, you know, we do everything that you just said. Would that be a good thing?
Yeah, I mean, you again, what the teacher gives you, sometimes it end up being the instructions. However, it's the construction that caused you to feel the instruction in the first place. So being, like we just said, consistent. How do you see the consistency behind it? Now, if I had you make a cake and it didn't turn out right, your mind and your imagination start to say, well, that last time, that cake didn't turn out right. I don't know if I'm going to do any good like this time. So now you have to still speak present for what you already know of your past, as like to say to take the test from the teacher who felt like you was going to fail. But now, why did the teacher feel like you was going to fail? That's basically saying the teacher just put a spell on me. So in our realization, if the teacher knows that you're going to fail, make it the opposition, as if the teacher be the teacher. Make it you know you're going to pass the test, not fail it. So now, what is the precautions versus just saying, oh, I'm going to pass it? You study. Take a little bit of study. It'll help you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the confidence that you're looking behind. Like, if you run the track, that's great. If you know the track and what it looks like, that's great. But if you didn't practice on that track, you don't know what you're getting yourself into until it happens. The moment it happens, you don't want to be too late. You want to be before you get to that where it's too late level.
So for the audience, guys, I have to, just state this, that when we are going through these moments, you guys, spirituality has seemed to become a fad, you know what I mean, to where, you know, we start to, you know, insert these programs into the very spirituality alone. And the case in point is that negativity and chaos is bad. You know what I'm saying? So when I say that, guys, you know, the duality of life, you know, there's no way that we can truly rid negativity, guys. It's going to be there. Chaos is going to be there. You know, the most important thing is, how are you perceiving it. Now, with that being said, remembering that your mind is your wand, right? So if we are perceiving these things as bad and we don't want it, we also know in experience that what we resist will persist, right? So being that all of that isn't working for you, then what do? Again, your mind is your wand. So if you begin to start to replace and start to perceive these situations as, okay, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? This obstacle course seems to be proven the same. What if I start to examine this obstacle course? You know what I'm saying? And even though I may repeat this obstacle course about two or three more times, and each time that I gather something, you know what I'm saying, within this obstacle course, that I can ensure that after the third or fourth time, I don't have to run this obstacle course. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to be on my deathbed to, you know, before I realize or have that aha moment that, damn, maybe if I would have done that, you know, things would have probably looked a little different. You know what I'm saying? So I hope that helped you guys with that. What is his name? Go ahead, Tony. You going to say something? I wasn't sure if you went in.
Yeah, I was going to say, when you feel like you did what you can do on land, right, and it didn't work out like it did on water, you're going to know your difference on the environment. But I said to someone earlier, I said, if you had a person that was in the killing, all he did was kill all his life, like he was a butcher, all he did was butch, you know, butch. But then all of a sudden, you know, his job didn't require him to cut any more meat. Now he's going to feel like, well, dang, I don't know what else to do because that's all I did all my life. So it becomes a point to saying, if you're in that environment, right, and it's nothing but animals and you kill all the animals, after the animals are gone, who are you going to kill next? It's the idea that don't stay in that stagnant energy, because you'll get so used to it that now that's your energy. No longer that it's an emotion, it becomes you. This is where the Matrix, where we see Keanu Reeves basically getting shot at, and he's basically learning how to bend light when you are the light, right? So just like how you bend the spoon, when you're the spoon bending, he end up bending his body. Now, the word bend is B-E-N, but we also turn it around and got neb. Neb is known as your nature. How natural are you versus the artificial world? How do you feel more natural at certain things versus feeling artificially connected towards it? So now that's the impression that most people end up feeling or getting when they feel like bullets are being shot at them. How can they move without getting hit? You know, how can you move around bullets that move faster than you can think? And then, is it that you have to even move? You can stop the bullets no matter how much they're astray. You know, at a point where you think it was directed to you, it's because it is. So now, what do you do after it is directed to you? Can you take in negative just as much as you can take in positive? And there's your balance. There's your neutral. There's your natural and neutral at the same mix. Because, see, sometimes you have to be neutral in order to find out what's natural.
Hey, there it is. Exactly. So in studying yourself, in the many levels of studying oneself, you know, I'm in and out, you know what I mean, as far as this healing that I'm coming through. I would say it's a healing, but it's more of deeper understanding. You know what I'm saying? It's more of deeper understanding in that awareness. So, this deep observation of the many levels of you, when we come to parts of ourselves that we truly don't like, why? Because of these morality programs, you know, that we have set, you know, into stone in this reality. So, guys, I'm saying all of this and using all of these examples just to say this. Your mind is your wand. We cannot underestimate, well, we can, but, you know, a good tip is for us to even examine that. You know what I'm saying? So for you guys, you know, study for yourself, you know what I'm saying, what that means for you. Okay, my mind is my wand. What does that mean for me? Affirmations is going to be, not affirmations, imagination. Study the imagination. Study the importance of imagination. As a matter of fact, I did a podcast with Brother Rene Hamilton, who I think, it doesn't matter when I did it. You can search the Enhancing Awareness Radio platform, and you could type in enhancing. If you go to Google search, type in Enhancing Awareness Radio Imagination, and it should pull up, guys. He is a great teacher on quantum physics. He teaches in quantum physics, you guys. So go back and listen to that Imagination podcast, because he'll definitely give you a little bit on imagination, guys. But, you know, I don't want to do too much talking, you know, because when the whole essence of your mind is your one is something that needs to be examined for yourself, truly. And I kind of want to put a period on that. So, Eternal, do you feel that there's any other important aspects, you know, in relation to this topic that I may be missing? All right. So as you guys know, Eternal is working in the background. So I actually want you guys to – there are two things that I'm going to leave with. Brother Wisdom, guys. He also has two more clips. There is something very important to an importance to understand the outside energy. I'm sorry, you guys. I have this lady in the background telling me 20 seconds, 10 seconds, and he's throwing me off. Shit, we're gonna let them 10 seconds ride before I go into my point. Brother Wisdom, you know, he's talked about the portal in the middle. I can't think of the guy names that spoke about your mind is your wand, but also it's going to be important about how energy and karma and what we're experiencing now and how, remember the movie Bebe Kids? You remember we always say that Bebe Kids are these bad kids, you know what I'm saying? That, you know, so understanding that your mind is your wand, we also have to understand that chaos and negativity is not bad. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, guys, in this spiritual, I call it a spiritual cult. I'm sorry. Because some of this, you know, new spirituality or whatever they, you know, what do they call it? New age spirituality. I think that's a good word for it. This new age spirituality that is just merely a revised religion, you know, teaches that negativity is this bad thing. No more positive vibes only, you know. Honey, you know what I'm saying? Really? Like positive vibes only? Is that it? I mean, didn't a lot of people fall because just being positive all the time got so fucking boring? They needed some spice? You know what I'm saying? So, but on whatever end of the spectrum, you guys, we must have to understand balance for you. You know what I'm saying? They called it, I posted something Bobby was teaching on it the other day about, Mayat, something about Haru and Mayat. So he called it, we are in Harmageddon. You know what I'm saying? So Harmon, we are in, I can't think of that name Bobby Hemming used, but he was saying that we are in the Haru energy and we're in the Mayat energy, and it's combined. That is your true Armageddon. Have you ever heard that, Eternal?
We're actually right, in so that he, right now, okay. Because Mayat, Aquarius, and Haru, Leo energy. So that's what we're dealing with this moon cycle right now.
Uh-huh. Okay. I didn't know that. Okay. All right, you guys. So, as we come to Eternal, I'm going to go ahead and close because, you know, I didn't want to talk too much on this. I just want the people to really examine, you know what I'm saying, what that means for them about your mind is your wand. So I'm gonna play two clips that they also should include. So the last hours is gonna be pretty much clips, unless there's something that you wanna touch on this particular topic that I may be missing.
No, you're actually hitting it. It's the point of saying how
okay.
do you know that we're going backwards in time right now? The time already has skipped to where we're seeing it as we've seen the highest of our amount, the longest of the amount time, and now it's going into reverse. If we had a different calendar, which we call a calendar, a ca and lender calendar, we call ender. So it's the reason why that all drops on January, and we say 10 instead of 12 going down the numbers, you know, the redundancy, the spells. So if we're knowing what spells are, we have to dispel these things. We have to now come with our own codex. You know, this is your language. That's why it was built that way. So whenever you're feeling like, you know, you're paranoid, that's not your language. That's actually someone else's. They created it, and then you took it on. So now is the responsibility for yourself to not keep respelling yourself with these languages that's not yours. You know, the more you obtain it, the more how you can remain and how you gain things. So how do you gain things is the point of saying, okay, don't just gain anything. You know, if you get fat, what type of fat are you wanting on your body? Make it the purest fat that you want to have. You know what I mean? If you got lemons, aren't you going to make lemonade, or are you just going to look at it as lemons? There's nothing else you can do with it. So that's how you got to put your mind back into that set. Become light as a feather, right? And don't be as too heavy as what a heart can be, but have a lot of heart. You know what I mean? That's the whole idea. Respect, wholeness, balance.
Yes, yes, respect. All right, is that your is that gonna be your close, Eternal? You want to add anything else? I'm about to play these clips. All right, you guys. Appreciate you guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you for always joining us, guys, on Enhancing Awareness Radio. Please be sure to join us tomorrow as we're gonna be wrapping up. We're gonna be wrapping up the series that I'm doing, the Theology of Hate. We're gonna do chapters 4 and 5. Tomorrow, the Theology of Hate with Bobby Hemmett. You guys, that Bobby Hemmett is not live, guys. That is a YouTube clip, just to let you guys know. So thank you, thank you, thank you, guys. Karma is taking over, but karma is taking over. A lot of people don't believe in karma, but the laws, the universal laws. Go back and listen to our broadcast on that Eternal actually did a beautiful broadcast on universal laws. Go back and type in Google Enhancing Awareness Radio. Universal laws. Eternal did a wonderful breakdown if you guys want to understand the universal laws. So the laws are taking in full effect, you know, out with the old and with the new. So everything that's in reverse is actually coming into fruition. You know what I'm saying? So a lot of amazing things happening on the planet. I am ecstatic to finally see some fucking action. I mean, on a level. Be sure to check out our website, guys, www.enhancingawarenessradio.net. I have added my paintings. If you guys don't know, I have just added self-painting to my resume. All right, so I have done, I put them on a website last week. They are flying off my walls, you guys. I didn't realize how, I did realize, I'm lying. I did realize, but I wasn't quite ready because the paintings are like your children. You know what I mean? So it was, I literally cried on the way to the post office taking my paintings to the first customer, you guys. So I'm taking my time with these guys because those are my babies, but I did add that to the website, guys. So go to our website, check out, you know, what I had. You have to email me to inquire about the painting, all right? So do that, guys. All right, guys. Peace, love, and light, and in the essence of Auntie LJ, even from my darkness, I say.
Brother, sister, celestial angels, brother wisdom. A little later, I'm going to come to you guys with this video on. We're going to start on the we're going to be on the minerals, but we're going to start without the. We're going to start on the sulfur salts, and then from the sulfur salts, we're going to move to the nitrates and let's see, the nitrates and the phosphates. Oh no, I'll deal with the night with the next the video, but the first video that's going to go on is going to be about the sulfur salts, and that's going to be dealing with the minerals. When we do that first part of the sulfur salts with minerals, you really begin to get an understanding of the minerals that's within us. But in the meantime, I just want to talk about karma. You know, karma is something that happens. The laws of karma is something that happens because something else happened. All right? You know, it's the cause and effect. Because this happened, the effect is this or that. Okay? This is the basic laws of karma, and we're watching this happen among these earth beings. You know, you gotta just keep in mind that, you know, these beings have literally did damage to our planet. All right? Karma has no time. All right? There's no time on karma. How this is going to happen, how this is going to happen. Karma happens when someone awakens. All right? That's when karma happens. So because we have made that awakening, that massive awakening all over the planet, we've made that massive awakening, karma is taking place right now. We're watching it. We're watching it in real time. You know, look at these orc beings. Look at all the mankind and the humans. Look what they did. You know, wiped out whole generations. You know, look over there in Indonesia. Look over there in Papua New Guinea. What they're doing to our people, killing and beating our people, and you know, displacing our people, doing all these things to our people, you know, and they actually think that karma's not going to hit them. You know, look at look at the queen of England, Elizabeth, that fucking lizard ass bitch, fuck her. Look what the fuck she's doing. She's got all of our jewels. She plays a definite role in the destruction of our people. All right, look at this. Look at what they're doing. Look how they wiped out whole generations of our people, and then they have it documented and says that we realized as we begin to kill the Negroids. They call us Negroids. As we begin to kill the Negroes, we realized that the planet was cooling off. So therefore, they continued on because they couldn't take the heat from our planet when they first got here. You know, look at when they first got here and they had the zoos and had our people walking around in zoos because their people had never seen us before. Their people had never seen any of us before, and they caused us to fall from our power, and they had zoos. They had us in cages and had us walking around in chains. They were having sex with us and molesting us and just, I mean, cutting us up and all kind of things. I mean, they were just doing everything to us that was against nature. And they thought that they will continue to do that. Look how they're killing our people and taking our body parts and all this stuff. You know, karma is getting ready to take place, my people. Karma is getting ready to take place. That's why I tell our people all the time, I say, you need to get some seeds. You need to get yourself, you know, buy some seeds, get yourself some canned goods, water, some beans and dry beans and rice and all kind of other food. You know, because karma's getting ready to take place. Karma is getting ready to take place. Locking our people up in jail. You know, the brother get a life sentence for stealing a pack of bubble gum. And these beings laugh about it. You know, brothers and sisters being locked up. They got the sisters in prison wanting to euthanize them so that they won't have children anymore. You know, or sterilize them, not euthanize, but sterilize them. But that's the euthanization of their reproductive organs. So we can say euthanize. You know, look at what they're doing to our people. Now we got a vision of our people.
how they hung us and slaughtered us and enslaved us and did whatever they wanted to do, used us to make money. Karma is coming, my people, because we have awakened. Now look at how they cut down the trees and killing the animals for sport. Huh? Just to cut the head of the animal off and put it on a wall. Cutting down the trees because they said, oh yeah, we need to implement a 5G program and the trees is in the way. And they cut down the trees and they dig up the land and take land away from how look how they took away the land from us all over and gave it to some Siberians. Some goddamn Siberian humans. Gave it to the Siberians and called the Siberians Indians and gave them our tribal names. And these Siberians are running around here talking about, oh yeah, we the native and we the original people on the land. Alright? This is what they did, my people. How they dig up the ground and constantly taking the oil. And they say, well, you know, the planet replenishes. No, it's not here for you to take. This oil, our planet has veins. This oil belongs in the planet. It's part of the balance and how they offset the balance. Look at the barren lands. You know, when you go into the downtown areas and to the inner city areas or whatever, that's barren land. I don't care how many buildings there, that's barren land because all the trees are gone. All the waters and the rivers and the valleys, that land is barren. It can't produce any fruit because the ground is covered up with concrete and buildings and buildings and buildings. Look at what they're doing, how they stealing the energy from the planet and got us paying them pieces of paper for energy that's free. Karma is coming. How they spraying the sky so that the planet won't be able to, so that we won't be able to enjoy the planet. How they turned our people against each other when we were once in sync and in tune with each other. Now our people are turned against each other. Look at what they've done. And they do this for monetary values so that we can kill each other so that you have one person in the grave and they taking the organs from that one person. You got another person of our people in the jail cell. You make, and you making, they making their monies through the stock market on us whether we're dead or whether we are fucking alive. Karma is coming. And it's coming this year, and karma is already in the beginning stage. We told you guys, 2020 will be a complete and total massacre, and this is what's happening. Karma, karma, karma has no time. Karma waits when it waits for the person to awaken. So if you got somebody who's fast asleep and somebody done broken their house and destroyed everything, when that person wakes up and finds out who did it, that's when karma takes place. Because karma only happens when those who are asleep have awakened. Like we said, karma has no time. Karma has no time at all. So this is what's happening, my people. This is what's happening. Karma is taking place. And these orc beings, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet, all right, this mankind creature and this human creature on our planet are going to pay. They're going to pay with their dear life. They're going to pay with their blood. All of them. All of them. We've already established that their forefathers started everything, set the precedent. Their forefathers set the precedent, and they carry the blood
of their forefathers. I don't care how much they say, oh, we are, you know, I love your black people. And I'm married to one, and I'm dating, I have black friends. You know, we ain't black. That's number one. We ain't black. But you think that you're doing something? You think that you're trying to make up for what your forefathers did? I don't care what you say. You carry their blood, and karma has to take place because the sins of the father fall upon the children. Karma takes place. Karma is taking place, my people. Karma is happening right now. This coronavirus ain't this is not something that's just gonna pass away and disappear. No, no, no. It's attacking every bloodline. Every bloodline. And it ain't finished. There are three more even more deadly viruses that's on the way. And these viruses are going to be attacking the bloodlines of the forefathers, and all of their forefathers did dirt to us. I don't care when they stopped. They say, well, you know, my great-great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-great-granddaddy did this, and my great-granddaddy did this, but my granddaddy, he made a change. Okay. All right. Your granddaddy made a change. But guess what? He still carried that blood. You got guilty blood. And karma, the laws of karma, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, says for every soul loss, we're taking three of yours. That's what karma says. Because one of us is equal to three of them. That's how powerful we are. One of us is equal to three of them. So for every one of us, it's three of them. China, Japan, Korea, all down in Brazil, in South America, Mexico, Russia, all those areas with their forefathers, Canada, all those areas, every place on this planet where their forefathers came in and decimated the land and killed the people so they could take the land. All of them were going to pay. Karma must take place. Karma must take place. It's going to be a beautiful day. At the same time, it's going to be a day of weeping and crying and blood spilling all over the land. Because karma must take place. Karma must take place. All power to the multi-chakra celestial energy beings. Brothers and sisters of celestial energy, this is Brother Wisdom. What's going on, guys? I went on the YouTube community posting and posted about Bebe Kids, and myself and a brother at the workplace, you know, had a really, really big discussion, and you know, I was telling, you know, we were talking about Bebe Kids and how the movie was so significant, but because at the time we were looking so much at the entertainment in it and laughing, that we could not see the message that was being put out. Now, you see, Bebe left her children. You know, this is done by Brother Robin Harris, you know, Mother Nature rest his soul, you know. They did the brother wrong, just like a lot of our people. But, you know, Bebe sent $20, all right, to have the three of them go to this amusement park, all right, with Robin and his girlfriend and her son. Now, you know, everything is numerical value, 20. They gave $20, two, which is a symbol of angelic energy. Three is the symbol of Trinity. But it was four children in all, so four, which represents perfection. And the youngest was the smartest, who was the baby. But in this thing here with Bebe Kids, was showing us that you had this Robert Harris girlfriend, I forget the girlfriend name, or the friend girl, whoever she was, her son was representation of our brothers and sisters who were caught up in the system. You know, oh, you got to do this, you got to pay your taxes, you got to do that, you know, you got to do it the way the law says, oh, the police get behind you, you got to do this, you know, if they take you to court, you got to do this, you got to pay this, this is what they were. Bebe Kids represented those who were free-hearted, who didn't give a damn about nothing. And they were trying to tell him, you know, because they were picking on him. He was like, you know, you gonna do such, you gonna do this and do that. You know, they were picking on him because he was so closed-minded. How many brothers and sisters you know out there are actually closed-minded, you know? How many brothers and sisters you know who are actually sitting up waiting for the system instead of being a free heart and a free mind, focusing on how to free myself? Very few that you know that you can count on your hand, but it's a whole lot more who are caught up in the system. So Bebe Kids was the children and who were like, we're going to have a free heart, we're going to have a free mind, and their energy was so great that the orc beings, or the so-called white people in this movie, were scared of them, and they feared their energy. And they finally woke the young brother up, and he finally realized that he didn't have to be a part of the system. He didn't have to link into the system. He finally realized that I can be free. I don't have to go to school. I don't have to wear a suit. I can wear my locks. I can do what I want to do. I can build what I want to build. So in the essence of the movie, the energy got so high and they started doing whatever they wanted to do, and they started fucking that amusement park up, and that amusement park was the representation of this whole governmental structure, because it's just an amusement park. That's all it is. It's not real. It's just an amusement park. It's a game. It's all a fantasy. It's all it is. So they ended up exerting so much energy that even this white police officer began running from them. These were children. They were nothing but children. But the children represented the energy, the power, showing us how much power that we actually have when we have a free mind and a free heart. And they literally brought that amusement park, that colossal, huge amusement park, down to the ground. And this is where we are going. We are going in this route, okay? We're moving in this route because now we're saying, you know, we got to have a free mind. We got a free heart. Our people say we're tired of this shit. You know, so saw a brother at the gas station. He's like, you know, my day has just started, but I don't want to start it. I could be doing something else. And the thing about it is we could be building. We can be creating. I was watching a video of how to build pyramids from bricks. And I'm like, we can do this. We can start building pyramids from bricks. And we can build huge pyramids from bricks. And we can put crystals and all kind of other things into them. We can really, really do this. Because we got to have a free heart and a free mind. We have been through too much pain and suffering. We have gone through 500 years of genocide. These beings doing whatever they want to do to us on our planet. They telling us what we can do what we can't do, when we can move, when we can walk, how we can talk. They're telling us, and they're on our planet. They're on our land. We have to be baby kids. We got to be free. And say, you know what? I don't care. I don't care nothing about you. I don't care nothing about your system. Let's turn this car upside down. Let's chase this police officer down and beat the fuck out of his ass. Show him how much power he got. They don't have no power. See, what they've caused upon us is a mental contusion. When you say a contusion is a bruise. So they mentally bruised us and caused us to fall from something that was so powerful. And they want us to live under the likes of them. They want us to continuously take the mess from them spraying the skies and creating winter time, and we going running out buying coats and shoes and boots, and you know, they want us to continually be victims to their system. They don't want us to wake up. They don't want us to see the reality that we're supposed to be a free mind and a free heart. That's what made us so powerful. It's because we had a free mind and a free heart. So they had to force upon us something that was not real. I just had a deja vu occurrence. So I was saw myself talking, doing the same speech, but I couldn't remember where I saw it at, but I saw myself. I had to be in the astral room or something. But they want to control our entire livelihood, and we can't let them do it. We can't. We have to become the children. And you see, that's why I like baby kids, because they were just free. They were just free. And like we said, these orc beings, they fear. Their greatest fear of us is a free heart. Their greatest fear is an unlearned heart. And when we talk about unlearned heart, we're talking about those who are not learned in that system. And the baby kids, they were unlearned in the system. They didn't care about the police. They didn't care about nothing. You had this police officer with a gun on his hip and a badge, and he's running from these four children who were literally wreaking havoc in their little la-la land that they created. They tore that thing down. They brought that amusement park to the ground. And this is where we must be. So we got war. We've got a reason to war. And we're letting them know that, hey, you can't turn us against ourselves anymore. There's many of our people who have worked against their own. We're starting to see that many of them are turning around. Brother Jerome, I got your message too, brother. Hey, my apologies too. All right, my apologies too. We're going to come together one day, two of us and the rest of the brothers and sisters. Because we got a lot of work to do. First, we got to prepare our hearts for this inevitable war so that we can go ahead and take back what belongs to us. But yeah, this is what they fear. They fear a free heart. They fear a soul that knows who he or she is. All these lessons that we have learned, dark energy, worshiping yourself, the light energy, the radiation, the magnetism, the powers that's within us, the ability to control the forces. I mean, all this stuff that we've learned, we must apply it every day. And we must apply it and put it to the test and see that once I link it to myself, and there's no more fear, because that's what the baby kids didn't have. They didn't have fear. There was no fear in their hearts. They didn't care. And this is where we gotta be. I don't care about your system. I don't care about your money. Just like I said, I like the Joker. Why the Joker? He went and broke into the bank and he took all those millions of dollars. He didn't want the millions of dollars for himself. He burnt the shit. He burnt it because he says, I don't need it. He says, you guys are crazy. You are crazy. And this whole system is crazy. They're idiots. And a lot of our people, you know, like we said before, they're following after the system, and they keep doing the same thing over and over again, hoping for different results. But what did the baby kids do? They didn't do the same thing. They were doing different things. Every time you turn around, they was doing something. They was tearing something up, and it's like, I don't care. It's not mine. This is how we need to be. It's not my system. Why the fuck should I care? Why the fuck should I care? Why should I care if that building burns down? Oh, let me put it on fire for them. Why should I care? So many of our people are stuck in that mindset that, oh, you know, you gotta care for this right here because, you know, we need the money for this and that. We don't need a goddamn thing for these motherfuckers. We don't need no reparations. I saw something about some reparations or whatever. And I'm like, me and the brother was talking. I said, there is no amount of money that these beings can give us to repair, because reparations is repair rations. That's all reparations is repair rations. So you giving us rations of money to repair something. There is no money on the planet that you can give us to repair the damage that you guys did to our people, wiping out entire generations. When we say entire generations, we mean there are generations right now that were on the realm, or that were here on our realm, within our realm, that are no longer here. The entire bloodline has been destroyed. Whole generations gone. Mother, father, sister, brother, grandmother, grandfather, uncle, aunt, cousin. Whole generations are gone. There is no amount of money that you could possibly give, that you orc beings could possibly give, to replace the bloodlines that were completely wiped off the planet. There's no money. There's no money to give to replace all the trees that you destroyed, all the rivers and the lakes that you destroyed, all the fruit that you destroyed. And the thing about it is, even our ancient fruit, they have our ancient fruit, the seeds of our ancient fruit, boxed away somewhere at some seed distribution or some seed holding place. Well, they have all of our seeds, and I think it was like three different areas, and one or two of them got flooded out. And I think they have one left. Well, they have all of our seeds, so there's no amount of money that you can possibly pay us to replace all the gold on our land that you've stolen, the diamonds, the precious gems that we use for technology. We didn't use them to hoard them. That was just a meteor strike that happened in Brazil a few days ago, and some pretty large sized meteors, like a few hundred of them, landed. And you guys can look it up and follow it up on yourself. But several hundred of them landed. And this orc government hears about it. And the Brazilians allowed this. And they ran down there and they put a price on the meteors. This is what they do. This is how low they are. They go and put a
price on the medias. You got something that came from the cosmos for the original people. The shit belongs to us. Whatever comes from the cosmos on this planet belongs to us. This is why we got to get ready and be the fucking baby kids and fuck this shit up and take back what belongs to us and not give a damn about nothing. They put a price. They said, oh, this is worth $26,000. So if you got $26,000, you can have this one big stone. I mean, these are nice size medias that I saw on the thing I was reading. You look it up. The media strike that happened in Brazil. And these org bands put a price on it. $26,000 per meteor. Because this is what they do. They know nothing else but to put prices on things. And our people have got this notion that, well, you got a price on it. We can do it. No. We got to be the baby kids. And the baby kids knows who the enemies are. The baby kids know these orc things are the enemies. Some of our people today don't know the enemies. They have their time about, oh, you can vote for Trump. You can vote for Biden. You can vote for Harris. Guess what? Trump, Biden, and Harris, they're all pedophiles. Huh? They're all pedophiles. Hillary Clinton, Bill Clinton, Michael Jordan, they're all pedophiles. Oprah, Ellen. All of them, they're all pedophiles. So think about it as we have an enemy among us and we have to be the baby kids and we just have to not give a fucking damn and have a free heart and a free mind and just fuck they shit up and fuck them up also because they got an answer. Their entire species has got an answer for what their forefathers did. And their forefathers did a great disservice to us. A great, great disservice. And we've got to bring the vengeance. Vengeance is mine, says the Lord. Who's the Lord? We are the lords. We are the landlords. We own this planet. We so-called black people are the owners of this planet. And very soon, we're going to have to show our true ownership. Because we're going to have to become the baby kids. And we're going to destroy everything that they created and bring this whole goddamn amusement park that they created to the fucking ground. Don't give a damn about the teddy bears and the little whatever else, you know, that and the teddy bears and all that represents the money and the cars and the job positions and all that. Don't give a fuck about none of this shit. Just tear the motherfucking shit to pieces. That's what we got to do. We got to become the baby kids and say, you know what? It's over. It's over. Anybody who wants to depart and say, I don't want to do that. You hold your hands up. You say, you trying to, it ain't time to go yet. What, you trying to leave us? Uh-uh. You joining in with us because you're a part of this. Yeah, we got to become the baby kids and not give a fuck at all. All right, guys. Just a little motivation because we're getting ready for war. You can, and these orc beings can feel this shit in the air. They can feel it in the air. You feel it in the atmosphere. It's all over. The tension is high because we're ready to get rid of them. No more negotiations, no mercy, no nothing. And we're going in, and we're going in head first. And like one the brother was saying, he said, you know what, how are we going to get the heads of them? I said, how do you think you get the heads? When you start cutting the tails off, that head going to turn around. You cut the tail of the snake off, that head going to turn around. That's when you get the head, because now he's weak, because he don't have anyone to fight for them. Their tail is their regular people, the police, the FBI, all that shit. Fuck them motherfuckers up. Show the true power of who we are. We're nature's children. And all those who are confined in the system, we wake their ass up to and let them know. Slap the fuck out of them. Let them know, hey, wake your ass up, motherfucker. Wake up. Wake up. You've been asleep too long. Let's go to war. Because we've been through too much. All right, guys. Pass this message on to you. Let's become the baby kids. Let's not give a fuck. That's on 100. All right. Peace to you all. Oh, I'm sorry. Did I say peace to you all? Oh, I must be tired. But you know what? Inner peace for you guys. You got to have inner peace because in order to have chaos, you must have inner peace. You got to have inner peace in order to show chaos. Tornado has inner peace. The most peaceful part of the tornado is inside of it. On the outside of it is complete, pure chaos. So you got to have inner peace. So I'll say inner peace to you all. But as usual, chaos. Chaos. We bring chaos to this entire planet. Global chaos. All power to the multi-chakra celestial angelic beings. Chaos to you all.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster. Could change your joy and laughter to tears and pain. Is that some need of love today? Don't delay, send your then right away. Hey, born round, breaking many hearts. Stop it, please, before it's gone too. Possession, and it will if we